Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. We got a great lineup for you today, and we're going to kick it off right now. Mary Rose Campbell joining me here today, and we have got Cheryl Girl joining me here today. Yeah, so when I think about Cheryl Girl, and when I think about what that means, and you're going to hear who she is, we are taking on a topic that is so important, how to bounce back when times are tough, how to bounce back, period, right? You're either going to be like one of these bouncy balls, and you're going to bounce back, or you're going to be like a load of clay, almost like that Play-Doh stuff where you put the ball, you make a Play-Doh thing and you throw it. It's like, boom, there it is, stuck, heavy. But that's not us. That's not today. We are excited about a couple of things that are going on. And for those of you out there, you heard me talk about this show with Mary Rose before and what she's creating. What does it mean? What is that resilient women? What does that mean? Resilient women. And this is what the show is about today. We've got a lot to cover. Let's talk about this, Mary. How, from your perspective, this is part two, but you've got somebody really cool to introduce, right?
I do. Cheryl Girl is going to be the MC for our fabulous event. It's on December the 5th from noon to 4 Eastern time. And we're going to talk about resilience, and we have inspirational speakers that you'll have an opportunity to see, some of whom have gone to the edge of death and have come back. So Cheryl Girl is our MC for that, and I'm going to let her share a little bit about her and her participation and about some of our speakers.
So you know what MC stands for, right? MC, you know what that stands for?
I'm not sure that I know your definition. Mistress of Ceremonies.
Yeah. No, Magnificent Cheryl.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dr. Pat, I love it. I'm really excited about the conference December 5th. I want everyone to come. Let me tell you what, with this pandemic, life has been crazy. And, you know, when you're a woman, you're trying to take care of your job. You're trying to take care of your kids. You're trying to take care of your family. It is really a lot. Anyway, and then when you throw the pandemic on top of it, people have been going crazy. And we're in situations that we have never faced before. Now, for me personally, when I look at the word resilience, it's about, can I bounce back? And my answer is, yes, I can, and so can you. And the reason we want to get all the women together is so that all the women will know that they are not alone and that we can form a support team and we can help each other. I got laid off from my job, 30 years of doing radio in the Charlotte area in North Carolina. And they actually laid me off on my birthday due to COVID. But, you know, I can't even be mad because there have been millions of people across the country who've been laid off. But now we're at that point of what will we do next? How will we take care of ourselves? And at the Women's Conference, that's what we're going to do, is give you some tools to get your fight back. Because you can either just fall down or you can fight. And Dr. Pat and Mary, I choose to fight.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Best thing that ever happened to me was getting fired from a job 25 and a half years. And you know what? I knew it was painful. 24 and a half years. I knew it. But I didn't know about what you're about to talk about. What happens when you bounce back? What happens when your plate is clear that you could show up as the most juiciest, resilient aspect of yourself imaginable, right?
Well, I agree. I think that that's what a lot of us miss. When something tragic hits us and you do have that empty plate in front of you, you can either look at that plate like, there's never ever going to be anything else on it. And oh my God, I miss what was there. Or like you said, you can be of the frame of mind, like, what am I going to put on it next? How will I reinvent myself? You know, because the world will tell you, no, oh, you're too young, you're too old, you can't do this. But honey, we all got new empty plates in front of us, and you can put on it whatever you want to. And I say, put some fight on it, put some spirit in it, put some life on it.
That's what I'm saying. So look, here's the thing for us, right?
Uh-huh.
You and I are in a profession. I'm a network owner, and anybody you talk to about that profession, being a talk radio host or radio host or any kind of thing, mm-hmm. and you're a woman.
Oh.
You are like not in the majority here.
Wait, let's add black woman to it.
Let's add that. I'm a little mixed. So, you know, my folks are like Brazil and whatnot. So that's I'm still like, I don't even know what to call myself, but I'm telling you what,
beautiful.
It doesn't matter. Right. Think about us, you know, somebody looked at me on an airplane. They said, what do you do? And I said, da, 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 da. And I own a positive talk radio network. They said, no, you don't. I said, what? And they said, yeah, isn't broadcasting, that's a male dominated. But let's not go into that, because here's the thing, right? It doesn't matter what the stereotypes of things say, but I can only imagine what your journey's like. Let's talk about this. You know, what is it about bounce back that is so important? Bounce back, fall apart. But what are the first things that you learn? What are some of the things that when you look back and you hear your boss like firing you,
mm-hmm.
past the rage in the moment of that.
Yeah. No,
come on. Like my boss was ripping my badge off my neck. But past that moment, what did you learn to say, no, that didn't just happen. You're not going to ruin my life.
Well, first of all, the most important thing is that a job does not define you. You define who you are, and you define what's going to be in your future. Now, just because one person says no to you doesn't mean that the world shuts down. The most important thing anyone has to remember, whether you are losing a job or you have what you're facing, a health crisis, you've got to have that internal voice, that fortitude to say yes to yourself. Because I think in life in general, you're going to hit a lot of no's. You're going to hear a lot of them. But the most important thing is the yes that you say to yourself, that yes, I can do it again. Yes, I can be what I want to be. Yes, I can do it when I want to. And if you've done the work leading up to that, then you have something to fall back on. And I think that's part of what Mary's put together here for the Women's Conference. Some of the speakers we have are going to give you tools for getting your bounce back. Is it talking to God? Is it taking a walk in nature? Is it helping the community? What is it? And that's the thing that I'm looking forward to. And I think all the ladies who are involved are looking forward to how to get your bounce back and learn how to say yes to yourself.
Right. You know, let's talk about the tightrope walk. And let me tell you what that is. Mary, maybe you can jump in for us. The tightrope walk. Here is a tightrope walk that I work with ladies, you know, and this is a tightrope walk. For me, I'm going to talk to you. If you work with me in my program, I'm going to talk to you about faith. Not always religion, but we're going to talk about what it means to be deep-seated in faith, deep-seated in belief that you can. Then we're going to talk about faith without works is dead. What that means is you can have all the faith in the world, but if you're not willing to put one foot in front of the other on behalf of yourself, we can help you. So Mary, talk about this from your perspective and what you ladies are really planning to elevate here for people.
Thank you so much. I have found my personal, what I personally do when something hits me in the face, the first thing I remember to do, and I tell all of the women that I have worked with, the first thing you've got to remember is to breathe. Because what we do frequently is we hold our breath. And when you hold your breath, you are denying your brain of oxygen and you can't think. You can't think about what you're going to do next. So the first thing I've trained myself to do, if something's going on, I'm thinking to myself, breathe. And then I take a deep breath. And then I say to myself, dear God, I need some help here. Or just if it's not God, it's dear universe, dear whatever your God is, whatever. Or whatever, not like, dear whatever, I need some help here. And then I take another deep breath. And then I open my mouth. And my my real point of really being successful is that if nothing comes out of my mouth, I need to close it. It means I don't need to respond at all. Now, sometimes I say something when I force that, and when I do it, I get in trouble. But I'll take a deep breath. I'll say, dear God, I need some help here. I open my mouth, and if something comes out, usually it comes from inspiration. And I think, wow, who said that? Like, whatever came out was not something that I was clear that came from me. It was coming from some other source. And now I'm thinking, okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with whatever that is. But that can only be done in the moment. Like, you can only do it in the now. There's only one place to do that is the now. So, and what I want women to do, what I, particularly with this conference, what I want all the women to do is to be aware of the incredible well of inspiration that we have, and that those wells are connected. And so no well ever goes dry because we have each other. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, let's talk about this for a minute. And I want to get on this, Cheryl. And one of the things I want to get on is what builds resilience. You made a really good point. You know, I can't only imagine what it's like to be a Black woman in the industry we're in, but you're so much more than that. I'm so much more than that. Mary's so much more than that. The people that are at the conference are so much more than that. Let's talk about what the message is that you are hoping to cultivate and pinpoint for the women that are joining the conference.
I think the most important message to me that I want everybody to walk away with is let's start with breathing. Like Mary said, God, breathe or you'll pass out. But let's start with gratitude, because sometimes we get so focused on what's gone, what's not on the plate, what we're not doing anymore, that we just discount all the other good things. So if the ladies learn anything else from me, I want them to learn to say good morning to my high power. Thank you for another day. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for someone returning a phone call. Thank you that I have some shoes. Thank you. You know, there's so many things that you can be thankful for. And then when you start being grateful for all that you have, it kind of fills your spirit. And I think it gets your energy up to hit that next battle, because you know you're working with something. You know that you're not lost. You're okay. You're going to be fine. But if you have to get that inner strength together so you can keep fighting and you can keep being persistent and you can keep surviving and thriving.
People don't understand the difference between surviving and thriving. And you just said it. Let's talk about it, because a lot of times we can't help but think about surviving. I've been in that mode. I know what that's like. You know, some days it's like, where am I going to get some food and water, right? You know, where is that? Because that's part of my story. But there's an element and an energy of thriving that helps people, yes. Right? It helps us rise up. You know, it helps us in those moments. And I want to ask you both, you know, given your energy and what you're bringing forward here, mm-hmm. and being the MC of the resilience movement, what gets you to rise up every day?
Well, I'm going to tell you, once again, it goes back to gratitude, but I am persistent. I am persistent. I believe in, if I want something, I'm going to get it, however it takes to get it. You know, I might to form a plan and then form another plan, figure out how it works. But the difference between surviving and thriving, surviving is just getting by. It's just enough. And we all want more than that. And a lot of times we don't even realize that we actually do have more than just enough to survive. But you've got to have the open heart and the open spirit to see it. And you've also got to be able to see that it's in front of you. What do you have to do next to thrive even more? Sometimes right. Thriving is not just bread and water. Thriving can be exercising. Thriving can be just stepping out to get fresh air. You know, it's little things. It can be big things. It can be cars and fancy houses too, but just still having that energy to go for it. Yeah. I want it all. I want a good life.
I totally agree. And one of the things that I think that is so important for us too is to create, we create with word. So if you create, find a couple of three words that you really like. And one of my favorite words is yippee. So if I begin any crisis with the word yippee, I can't wait to see what fabulous is going to come out of this. I'm like, oh my God, yippee. Oh, you know, but nevertheless, if I've got that word, people ask me, Mary, how are you today? And I'll say, I'm fabulous. And I'm thinking, okay, if I'm not fabulous, then it's my own fault. I need to go create something to be fabulous. So it's watching, being careful with what comes out of your mouth and follow through with really making sure that whatever, if you answer, people ask you how you are and you say, I don't feel good today. No, you don't say that. Don't stop saying that. Watch what you say, but whatever you say, create your life. So say yippee.
I agree. Well, let's all say yippee together and let people know, look, we're talking about something that is of a magnitude of an energy shift that we need right now. How do people register? So tell us about how people get plugged in here. And then how do people find out more about each of you?
Well, it's simple. You can go to our website, which is resilientwomensconference.com. You can also follow Resilient Women on Facebook. We have all the information there. We've got an exciting lineup of speakers. We have one woman who is a, how would you describe it? She's a hiking coach, and she takes that activity and helps you grow with it. You know, like whether you're trying to forgive someone or you're trying to move to a different place in your life. I know Mary's actually experienced working with her, right?
Yes, I did. My son had asked me to go on a hiking trip in Scotland with him. And I didn't want to go hiking because my feet hurt. And we were going to do 57 miles over 5 days. And my experience was I walked around the block and thought I would die. You know, so she was fabulous. She helped me create. I did that trip in 2012. I wrote a book about it. And it's just absolutely amazing. She's an extraordinary, kind of quiet spoken, but she is an amazing woman. Her name is Regina Ryder. Mm-hmm. And you will see her. She does forgiveness walks. I think it's forgivenesswalks.com. I'm not sure exactly what her website is, but we will have it available for you.
And we also have Dr. Linda Chen. She is a minister and so much more. She's a teacher, and she's going to talk to us about how to take our faith and let it help build our energy up, how to use that as your internal strength to move forward, you know, through many of the things that we're going through in life. So we're trying to get something for everybody. We have a life coach, Wendy Lippert. She has talked to businesses, college students, different people all over the world about how to move forward, you know, how to get your life in order. And then we also have a great performance from, Jaha? Am I saying her name, Karen?
Jaha.
Yes, and she's a poet and writer out of L.A. She's writing some moving pieces that she's going to perform. That, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to create the energy. It's going to be about transformation. And I know that's what's important to you, Dr. Pat. And we want people to be able to be resilient and transform. And that's why we want them to register today for the Resilient Women's Conference, because we're going to have fun and we're going to grow.
Yeah.
One other woman that's going to be on, and her name is Molly Welch. And she, as a young woman, she was involved in a horrendous automobile accident. And she was texting while she was driving, and she has her own nonprofit now. And she speaks to communities and groups and schools, telling people how your life can change in a moment. But she has had to relearn how to brush her teeth, how to walk, how to talk, how to have conversations. It's just amazing. So you will get an opportunity to hear from her personally about what's going on. We have some amazing women who have gone through a lot and will give you tools to be able to have an extraordinary life.
And that's really what we're talking about here today. I mean, you know, how do you know whether you are living an extraordinary life? Here's the thing I want to ask you both about now, because there are people that are really having a hard time now, and then there are people that not. So one of the things I like to say to folks is, man, you don't have to be homeless like I was. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be arrested for something you didn't do. You don't have to do that. You could have the best job on the planet, But what if you want something greater in life? What if you want to give back? What if you want to set something up in the world that elevates you from the inside out? See, and this is the mistake I think we make sometimes, especially, you know, for me now in looking at this human potential movement, we think you got to be down and out in Seattle or like down and out in the Bronx, like where I'm from, in order for you to want more. We don't. Isn't that part of this? Isn't that part of helping people become resilient so they can build what they want and literally change themselves and change the world? What do you think, Cheryl?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. You don't have to be down and out to want more. I think that you're blessed if you're not down and out and want more. That's a good position to start. And it's out there. And I think that the women we're talking about, not only the women on the conference, but the work that you're doing, Dr. Pat, gives people an opportunity to learn, yes, there is more. Yes, it can be done. But it's doing that internal work and building that internal strength that gives you the energy to move forward with it.
There's something I want to add in here, too, because there have been women who have said to me, oh, well, I have an extraordinary life. I have done this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this. And I have said to them, all right, take all of that you have done. You have absolutely, and I acknowledge them. They've created extraordinary families and travel and opportunities. And I said, just hold all that for a moment and just consider that that is ordinary. So if you put that aside and think that's ordinary, what would extraordinary look like? Like now what? Now what? You're going to sit back and say, well, I've had an extraordinary life and I'm done. So I'll sit back and drink coffee and play checkers or something. Or do you want to recreate something, right? So it's just that opportunity to say that we are ongoingly creating our lives and we can do that until we die. So we just, you know, that's what there is to do. I mean, I'm not planning on kicking the bucket anytime soon. And there are a lot of other of us who are not either.
Yeah. You know what I love about this? Let me ask you this question. You know, once upon a time, I was really, really really depressed. Actually, a bunch of times in my life, I was really depressed, you know? And I remember somebody saying, my mentor said to me, Sidonia Cahill said to me, here, borrow my faith in you, borrow my faith, right? And what she was saying is, if you can't hold it for yourself, let me hold it for you. And see, that's part of what this is about, this conference. You know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, where am I going to get the support from? You know, whose shoulders am I going to be able to lean on? That's what bringing women together in this conference, right? ResilientWomen'sConference.com. That's also what this is about, because we women, when I tell you what, when we get something that we need to do, we are doing it. There's nothing stronger that I could see when women come together under a united front to help each other. I don't know. What do you two think?
No, I absolutely agree. If you want to get something done, get a bunch of women. We'll get it done. We're not playing. You want to talk about it, get some men. But if you want to get it done.
No, it's true. It's true because I went through the AIDS. You talk about another epidemic. I went through the AIDS epidemic. And, you know, when I think about what happened to make a shift in that and really put the pressure on Mayor Koch, it was the women in the group, the lesbian population and more that just showed up and said, no, you don't. No. And look, now we're here to help each other. See, this is the thing that we, I think, are learning as women, learning the power of the source to help each other understand, one, you're in a pothole, two, you have the resilience to get out, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think we're also having to teach this next generation. It used to be, when I grew up, my grandmother lived 5 minutes from my mom and dad. My great-grandmother lived beside her. My great-aunt beside her. Our whole neighborhood was family. So we had the whole community there. That's not how the world is anymore. People don't know their neighbor's name.
No.
And so now here we are locked down in these homes, but through a conference and through shows like yours, we can reach out. We can rebuild that network. And I think it takes the women to do it, at least to start it. So I think that's part of what we're doing. You know, I need my grandma. I need my sisters. I need my aunties. because there is power and strength, and that strength can hold you up when you're going through something.
Totally love it. I live in the Seattle area, but I'm from New York and New Jersey. So I came to my neighborhood before the pandemic, let's just call it the big P. And I said, let's have a block party. Because that's what we did in the city. We had like a block party. And like, you know, in the summer, people come out, you make food, you get to learn each other's culture, whatever that is. They looked at me and said, all the blocks? Should we do our whole street? Which part of the block? I said, why don't you do the whole street? Because honestly, it's one long road. And then the big question, it was this, shocking. This is shocking. Mm-hmm. Who's going to manage it? I'm like, no, nobody manages a block party. No management. Somebody over there wants to play like a hip hop song. Somebody down there. It's a block party. Aren't you all doing your resilience block party here?
Yes, we are. Because I can tell you, the music I play is going to be different from the music you play and different from the music that Mary plays. And you're going to learn something new. Mary is getting me on Arlo Guthrie. That's one of my assignments to get ready for this is I got to listen to Arlo Guthrie. And I might have to have you listen to, I don't know, some Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to send you? I'm going to send you like the video clip to the John Legend, Tata Prince video that we were in. Love One Another. And you're going to be, Mary J. is good to give her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. We can always use some additional material.
Look, I know we got to run. I just thank you so much. I'm really excited about this, but I'm telling you, Arlo, I'm telling you, you get my crust busting award for that. That you get that from me. I would have given you Pink Floyd or something, but no, that's okay. Okay,
I'm showing my age. Yeah, Arlo won't be on the conference.
I know.
The context. Yeah.
Can you just tell folks one more time how do they sign up? How do they find out about it? How do they get involved here?
ResilientWomen'sConference.com. Did I get it right, Cheryl?
You got it exactly right.
Right.
You can go to the website. Go ahead.
Website, Facebook. There's a way that you can sign up and participate. We'd be delighted to have you.
And how do we find out about each of you? Let's get them over to your websites, your individual websites, if we could as well.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm thecherylgirl.com, and you'll find me doing interviews with celebrities and just different pictures with different people and occasionally a useful thought that I'll post. Or it might be a rant. We never know what's going to happen. It depends on whether I'm on thrive or survive mode when I sit down to my typewriter.
Okay, here you go. I've just given you an acronym for that. It's called OUT. Occasionally useful thought. Out.
Occasionally useful thought.
Mary, how about you?
I coach a few people individually, and my website is called YippeeLifeCoach.com. Y-I-P-P-E-E, LifeCoach.com. And you can find me there. Got some new testimonials that are on the website, and also a link to the conference. Cool.
All right, we out now.
We out.
Well, now, everybody, let's take a short break. Cheryl Girl, Mary Campbell, please, everybody, check it out. This is all about resilience for all of us out there today. We'll be right back.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.